Hi, it's Lisa.
And it's Nick, and welcome to Lick.
So today we're talking about the importance of going upstream or being proactive.
This is Lisa's topic. I'm going to let you lead with this one.
Oh, you don't have any thoughts on this?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, well, that's not going to make for a very good podcast, is it?
Jump into it and then I'll...
you can jump in with your
thoughts. Give my two cents worth.
Okay, I'm sure you've got some opinions. So I actually heard this great podcast the other week and it was talking about the concept of going upstream. And this is something that we've implemented into our business. So I think for a lot of us, we've been guilty of being very reactive. So when there are problems in the business, you just end up spending time putting out the fires and you don't spend enough time actually looking at the source of the fire and actually fixing it.
Can you give me an example? And don't talk about your analogy of the kids in the stream. Lisa gave me an analogy beforehand. Give me a real life example in your business.
Okay, that's a good one. So I think
There you go, on the spot.
I don't know.
Lisa's talking crap.
No. I'm just trying to think of a good example. So I would say that a problem that we've had is pricing our products. So rather than deal with the pricing problem, we were just trying to react because we were so busy, but we were not adequately resourced because we couldn't pay for initial resource to work on a project or something or work on a retainer. So we've actually taken the time during this period to go back and revise all of our pricing and talk to the team and work out how long things actually take so things can be priced properly. So it took us a long time to get there, which sounds stupid, but I think a lot of the time you're so caught up in actually putting out the fires that you don't take that time to step away and go, what is the source of the fire?
Yep.
And how can I put it out or stop it from happening?
Another good example is with Removify. So Removify has thousands of customers who want content removal. Our account management team was getting bombarded with questions.
Mm.
When's my content going to be removed? How long is it going to take? Rah, 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 rah. Like it was just thousands of questions every single week. So we built a platform that then tracks the progress of the content removal.
Mm,
and we put FAQs in there and they can do orders through there. So our emails went from, say, 2,000 a week to basically 20 a week.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so literally it's just by implementing that platform that I have to speak with an account manager now. They still do sometimes, but it's an all-in-one system.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I think sometimes it's good because like you need to realize that there's a problem because sometimes when you introduce something new, you won't know there's a problem. But as soon as you realize there's a problem, then go upstream and work out how you can actually stop the problems from continuing to happen, because if you don't, they'll just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And hiring people is not necessarily a fix. Try and solve it with a system.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, because people just throw people at it or a process rather than hiring people. Now, I'm sorry that to the unemployed people out there, but as a business owner, you want to minimize your overheads. So look at a system, look at a process like Lisa suggested. If that can't fix a problem, then look at a person.
Mm.
But try and save money where possible.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic one, especially process. You're very process driven. You're all about the process.
You have to be about the process, otherwise it turns into a shit show.
Yeah. So how often do you review your processes, make sure they're where they need to be?
Honestly, when something breaks.
Okay. So you're not...
I'm not going to lie to you. When something breaks, we go, okay, if it broke, there's an issue with the process.
Is that a problem with the process then?
Maybe there's too many layers in the process.
Well,
how do you make it idiot-proof so it can't stuff up?
No, but as in, like, is that a problem with your process that you're waiting for something to break for it to be reviewed?
Yeah, I'm not going to say no, but because we're such a fast-moving business that sometimes it might break, we fix it quickly.
Yeah,
like we can fix it that day.
Yeah, that's
good. And if it does break, it's not a huge break.
Yeah.
Touch wood. Until I'm broke next week.
Everything collapsed.
Yeah, look, in the early days when we started the agencies, things were breaking left, right and centre. Now, because we've been in the game such a long time, like it very rare does something break.
Mm.
And if it does, we just patch it up quickly.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
God, I love how modest you are. best qualities.
No. But it's not me who's doing it. We've got guys that literally refine what we do and fix the process. I'm the one that just goes, what happened? How did it break? Okay, how did it break? Good example. So we were doing some ads for some clients the other day and I wasn't happy with the copy.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, what's the process of writing ad copy
Yeah.
for enterprise customers? And they said, oh, we got this person, this person, this person. I said, no, no, no. Have one person champion it. And basically, instead of having four different people write ad copy, because there's inconsistency, have one person do it so it's consistent ad copy.
Yep.
Like just small things like that.
Yeah. So I think the... So it's good if you can obviously react when things go wrong quickly, but if you want to be the absolute ultimate, then be consistently reviewing what you're doing and your processes, because then hopefully you'll refine them before problems even happen.
Yeah, but just don't have too much process. When there's too many layers in your process, people get confused.
Yeah.
So you want to make your process so simple that an absolute Muppet can follow it.
Yeah, like you. So like do basically the Nick Bell test.
100% like me. If I can follow it, then anyone can. 100%. I am the perfect example of a Muppet trying to follow a process.
So maybe that's a good business idea. You're a good litmus test.
Muppet-proof businesses.
Yeah, but you just rent yourself out to test processes. Yeah.
$10,000 a day, I'll come in and test your process.
Yep, and if it can pass...
If it breaks...
Then you know it needs to be fixed.
It's not Muppet-proof.
Yeah, it's not Muppet-proof. There you go, new business idea for you. Done. Yeah. Muppet-proof your business.
Corona has hit my businesses, so why not? I need the cash.
You can be the face of the brand. I love that. Okay, well, now that you've got a new business idea.
All right, I'm giving up, Leek. Podcast.
We can wrap it up.
Muppet-proofing process.
Muppet-proofing. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen, guys. If you want to see more of us, please check us out on LinkedIn. We're posting content daily, and you can give us also a follow on our podcast or our YouTube channel.
All right, guys. Chat soon.
Thank you.